Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Rakow. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kaline moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kralik, and towards Hauser, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is hit by the pitch. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon takes first base on ball four. Askew moves to second. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into center field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Askew scores. Salmon moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik bunts towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salmon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Moran scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Phil Reagan now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reagan moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Reagan scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Demeter moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. Demeter moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-1 in the game. Chance hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. SQ hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Hauser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Demeter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. SQ hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. ASQ moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. ASQ scores. Salmon scores. Moran moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe ASQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. ASQ is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. ASQ hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Salmon is hit by the pitch. Francona moves to third. ASQ moves to second. Terry Fox now pitching. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Francona scores. ASQ moves to third. Salmon moves to second. It's 11-3, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Houser is hit by the pitch. As Q scores. Salmon moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 12-3, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.